Hello, everyone. I welcome you to Heaven's Harvest podcast. I'm Kay, and I'm here with my co-host.
Hi, I'm Roxy.
Today's discussion is going to be about the health benefits of coconut oil. Now, for many, many years, this oil was considered a villain. Up until now, you take it from here, Roxy.
And why was it considered a villain?
Because of its high fat content. Now, in recent studies, the researchers have suggested that not only is coconut oil not harmful to you, in fact, now it seems they're offering consumers a number of tremendous health benefits. Scientists are contributing the health benefits to this unique medium-chain fatty acids triglycerides, also known as MCTs. About 50% of the MCTs are made up of lauric acid. The only other substance that has more lauric acid is mother's milk. Yes, breast milk.
Interesting.
Now, the research that they did wasn't with the virgin coconut oil. It was with partially hydrogenated coconut oil, which we now know is recognized for a lot of health disasters. Now, some of the health benefits of virgin coconut oil are very, you know, that they have the capacity to increase the oxidation capacity of the muscles and leads to less fat storage in the muscle and better insulin action. Now, some of the Brazilian scientists, they've investigated the effects of this virgin coconut oil supplementation. And they did a little experiment with the coconut oil virgin, extra virgin coconut oil. Now, they wanted to know how this would affect the waist circumference of 40 women. So in order to do this, they divided the group of women into two groups. Each one received daily supplements of either 30 milliliters of soybean oil or the coconut oil for 12 weeks. Now, after the experiment was done, and another thing, they were instructed to reduce the caloric intake and they were instructed to walk for 50 minutes a day. Now, after this, both groups lost weight, but this is the amazing part, that only the group that used the extra virgin coconut oil, their waist circumference decreased. Now, that's amazing.
It truly is. And you know what? Coconut oil is also beneficial to the skin health. I have a personal testimony, folks. I was battling acne, and it started on the right side of my cheek, the lower part, by the jawline. And I was just talking to Roxy. I'm like, what do I do? I'm panicking. I can't go out. I feel so insecure. She just said, well, try a little bit, just a little bit. Don't go overboard with this coconut oil. So I tried a little bit, and things started to heal and subside gradually. But when I used it, I do have to admit that I kind of went overboard, and I did get, little bumps that they were like trying to come out, but they were still stuck up, stuck inside, like under the skin. I did it for that. And another thing that I did it for was UTIs. Oh my gosh, UTIs are horrendous. It's like pissing out chili peppers. Can you imagine that, Roxy?
Or kidney stones.
Kidney stones. But in my case, my physician confirmed that it was E. coli. And I used it. I took about a good 6 tablespoons of coconut oil for this. And I ditched the antibiotics. Now, this is my own personal testimony, people. If you want to try it, feel free to do so. But I am going to throw that, out there. Please discuss this with your doctor.
Yes, and some of the other benefits also is that, for a long time, many cultures have used it as a massage oil. They've used it for skin cream, hair treatment, and research has confirmed that coconut oil is an effective moisturizer for your dry skin and damaged hair. Once again, because of its rich lauric acid content.
Now, you know what? It's funny, Roxy. You were sharing, because we're in this winter season, you were talking about your heels and your knuckles. They were in excruciating pain.
Exactly. You know, the heels and the, you know, in your, yeah, your...
Were you, like, bleeding a lot?
Ankles, and your ankles and your heels. Yeah, they get very dry and they start cracking and bleeding. I have very, very sensitive skin.
And you tried everything over the counter, right?
I've tried everything. Petroleum oils, all kinds of stuff. But you know what's the best thing that has worked for me is coconut oil.
Nice.
Excellent moisturizer.
Extremely diverse as well.
And you know what else? Coconut oil appears to improve the absorption of calcium and magnesium and other minerals as well. And they promote bone and dental health. Coconut oil can also allow you to experience oil pulling benefits. If you guys have never tried oil pulling, try it, because it's something that can help you greatly achieve, you know, healthy teeth and gums. And it can also be great for detoxing. So if you want to know more about oil pulling, Kay can tell you some more.
Yeah, I tried it for about a good 2 years, and it was pretty effective for me. I wanted to do it to get rid of all the tartar, like the tart on the teeth, and just whitening, because I had like a bad case of yellow teeth because of tea. I was always with my, you know, herbal tea, always carrying it on the go. And I did this. I tried this, and I really liked it.
All you need is about a tablespoon. You swish it around in your mouth and for about 20 minutes.
I would say a good 30 when you want to whiten the teeth. And to be consistent with it, too. At least 5 days a week, I'd recommend. I used to take the weekends off. I don't really do it that much anymore because my schedule's kind of hectic. So, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah, but all it takes is one tablespoon. Swish it around your mouth for 20, 30 minutes, and you will see a great improvement in your dental health.
And don't swallow. Oh, my goodness. Do not swallow this while you have it. You know, you read a book, but be focused when it's in your mouth, because some people, it just slips down their throat. It just happens.
No, and what it's doing is detoxifying your mouth as well, so... That's a great tip, Kay.
It is. What else I could say? I mean, you can find it at so many different locations. I mean, I found it at Walmart. I found it at Target, local health food stores.
Yeah, I like to get my stuff at Fruitful Yield because they give me points.
I know, and the vitamin shop, too. I go berserk in there.
So,
well, that's a wrap. And until next time, my name's Kay.
And I'm Roxy.
Let food be your medicine.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Take care.